Hag Sameach, this is a traditional greeting over the holy days. Hag is a feast day, holy day. And you hear it often in Israel during the high holy days. And shalom, peace be with you, as we await the coming Prince of Peace. I suppose I miss being in Jerusalem this time of year. Don't miss the war and the conflict. High conflict situation, definitely. But it's the new Jerusalem that we bring. It's the dress rehearsal. It's the pattern of the feast that not only speaks of Yeshua, but also prophesies of his coming. The restoration of all things, Jesus said, or said in Acts, excuse me. When Peter was preaching. But we'll get into all of that. The return of the king. The fall feast. Yeshua fulfilled perfectly the first four feasts. And he shall most certainly and is in the process of fulfilling the fall feast. So therefore, as a brief introduction overview, we will look at some aspects of what this means. I've already covered Rosh Hashanah, the days of awe, and Yom Kippur, and then the 5 days of grace of rest, and then we move into the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles, which will speak out of Zechariah 14, some of the Parsha readings, and what God is establishing. His word is established forever and eternity. In Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the trumpets, the shakings begin, the 10 days of awe, the terror of God's judgments upon the nations, and then Yom Kippur, Yeshua is the blood atonement, reconciling all things back to him. 5 days of grace age. Yeshua said that Satan's power has been overthrown. We must remember this as the church. It is in deception that he usurps the power and authority of the Lord and those under the headship of the Lord God Almighty. In Sukkot, we talk about the tabernacling. There's been semi-fulfillments, but there is a complete fulfillment of that when Yeshua will return. The king shall establish and tabernacle his tent pegs over the entire earth. Shemini Atzeret, the day of closure, and Simchat Torah, the rejoicing of the Torah. And the Parsha readings end and begin again in Genesis. The end, God knows the end from the beginning. Hebrew thought is cyclical. And so I thank you for joining me, and we shall launch off with the shakings, Sheva, the Shemitah year, the shaking of all things that can be shaken.